Kingston, weekday mornings from 8 to 10. On the one, the only, CFRC 101.9 FM.
Listening to CFRC here at 101.9 FM, broadcasting out of the basement of Carruthers Hall here in Kingston, Ontario, Canada. Your host, Rob Carnell. For the next 2 hours, we have Saltwater Music, your weekly look at the East Coast music scene. Show with Charlie Ecourt, his brand new single 2 Days of Highway from his upcoming album San Pellerino. It's being released on October 4th. You can go to charlieecourt.com, and he is doing a tour of the Maritimes. He did appear in Kingston last year, so we'll find out in the new year. Maybe he'll be hitting Ontario again. And he describes the album as a Americana-driven deep dive into growing older, emotional well-being, and the collective weight bearing down on humanity. And also says much of the album features co-writes with some of Canada's top singer-songwriters, including Matt Anderson, Tara Spencer, and Colin McDonald of The Trues. And so you can go to charlieecourt.com and find out more information about his upcoming album and the tour of the Maritimes. And tonight we have some music from Jason Haywood, also Joel Plaskett, who's coming to town. next month, or is it, sorry, November, we're almost in October now. Also some news tonight from Bobby Sproat, and hour number two, we'll have some from the Ennis Sisters and Ben Kaplan, who are both coming to town in the fall, we're in the fall now. Yeah, Ennis Sisters are doing a Christmas show at the Grand Theater, and Ben Kaplan's coming here in October. Well, I'll talk more about that later on. So we'll get back to the music. We'll have the instrumental track from Ian Foster, his album Nerve, which was number one on the CRC charts a few weeks ago. We'll do Dark Pattering from Kinley, a new single from her came out a couple months ago called Marrying Me. And then from Mick Davis and Thin Love from their album Garbage Street, we'll play Summer Came from them. But first, this is Dark Pattering by Ian Foster here on CRC.
Everywhere I go, bells start to ring, and I'm ready to dive in and show you how I feel. I want you to love me and share everything, but I guess you don't feel the same, so I'm marrying me. Yeah, you think you wrote, you think you know just how I feel, 'cause you sense a lot and feel it all, but this feels too real. 'Cause I've been sketching up the sweetheart neckline since I was a teen. Ooh, love, it's my favorite daydream. It's not all about the white dress, photo session, diamond ring. It's all about the love song, not what went wrong, what could have been. Forever just ain't a thing. Well, I guess I got my answer. I'm marrying me. I'm marrying me. Well, I dreamed someone would love me and get down on one knee, but I guess not everybody is a bride. Take it personally that the one I wanna be with doesn't wanna marry me. It's not all about the white dress, the photo session, diamond ring. It's all about the love song, not what went wrong, what could have been. You say forever just ain't a thing. Well, I guess I got my answer. The photo session, a diamond ring. It's all about the love song, not what went wrong, what could have been. And you say forever just ain't a thing. Well, I guess I got my answer. I'm marrying me. It's not all about the white dress, the photo session, a diamond ring. It's all about the love song, not what went wrong, what could have been. You say forever just ain't a thing. Well, I guess I got my answer. I'm marrying me. Thank you.
my bride a fat cat. Well, she looked in my eyes, and that was that. We were married on a December day. Ever the same, summer came, summer came.
That song was Summer Came by Mick Davis and Thin Love. For that, we had Kinley with Marrying Me, and we had an instrumental track there. We had Ian Foster from his album Nerve. He described it as a classical crossover album, and that song was called Dark Patterning from Ian, and that album, former number one on the CBC charts here at the station. Up next, a brand new album, just released last week, Jason Heywood and the Gold Rush, self-titled album. So we'll play three songs from this. We'll do the new single, On My Way Home, and then The Universe and Revolving Door. And about the single itself, he describes it's the third single off the album, says a ballad about what might have been, loneliness and uncertainty. It says, unlike the downbeat verses, however, the chorus offers a lift of hope and light at the end of a potentially dark tunnel. And this was inspired by the early 70s piano ballads of John Lennon and George Harrison. And so this is the biggest departure from Heywood's previous Americana-based catalog. Yes, and so just released on September 20th, so it's new self-titled album, Jason Heywood and the Gold Rush. It says his album was written and crafted throughout 2023 with songs featuring introspective, thoughtful lyrics against a backdrop of 60s, 70s-inspired pop music. And we have a quote from Jason himself. It says, after departing my previous band, which was a country music outfit, I felt I needed a break from that type of music for a long while. I made a return to the music that made me fall in love with music in the first place, well-written pop and rock songs of the late 60s through the early 70s. And the first three singles we played on the show, see, On My Way Home just released, Things Have Changed was released in July, and Stay a While in May, and has a music video for each of them, which are shot by photographer Wes Perry. So you can check that out. Just search Jason Heywood and the Gold Rush, and you can find those videos online. So we'll do these three songs from the self-titled album, Jason Heywood and the Gold Rush. So up first, this is On My Way Home, followed by The Universe and Revolving Door, here on CBC.
Still could give you think I can see. We don't have far to go. The space between you and me. I'm breaking down the door. Sun is shining on the water. Look up to the sky. You wonder why you feel nothing.
JB, host of The Canadian Shield. Join me Saturdays at 4 p.m. over CFRC 101.9 FM, Cogeco Cable 282, and CFRC.ca. Nowhere else.
CFRC 101.9 FM is so thrilled to announce the launch of our brand new accessible website at CFRC.ca. Get your local news, stream your favorite shows, and stay up to date with upcoming events. You can share news tips, book a recording studio, request a PSA for airplay, and oh so much more. CFRC.ca was made possible through the generous support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada and our amazing funding drive donors. Thank you so much.
Dear listeners, as you may have heard, Meta, which owns Instagram and Facebook, is blocking Canadian access to all content created by news providers, including this radio station, in response to the Online Broadcasting Act. Access to local news and information matters to everyone, and while radio stations use their airwaves to keep you informed, we also use social media to share local news, events, and initiatives, and even content about our upcoming programming. We need you to write your MP and convey your concerns. Learn more and find a letter template for your MP on our website, CFRC.ca. Thank you for your support.
Your shoulders, leaving you alone and satisfied. Shame that covers you just like a darkness.
Three songs from Jason Heywood on the Gold Rush. That was Revolving Door. Before that, we had The Universe, and we'll put that set with the new single just dropped when the album also came out, September 20th, On My Way Home. And there's a music video for that and his previous two singles as well. And instead, they're going to release the plan is for some more singles throughout the rest of this year and into 2025 from this album. So hope you can check that out. And did mention earlier with the concerts, we have upcoming a couple. We just had Mo Kenny play, who had a very good turnout at the Broom Factory. And we do have Ben Kaplan coming. I'm going to play him in hour number two. So Ben's coming to the Broom Factory, 305 Rideau Street, Thursday, October 24th. And I mentioned the Anna Sisters. Now, the tickets are on sale through the Kingston Grand website, but it's at a different location. I forgot to just clarify that. They're playing a Christmas show Friday, November 29th at the Spire, down at 82 Sydenham Street, but you can just buy tickets as usual through the Kingston Grand website. Yeah, so we'll go over that again. So it's Anna Sisters at the Spire, Friday, November 29th, and Ben Kaplan at the Broom Factory with a full band show, Thursday, October 24th. And I'll go over those dates again in hour number two. So up next, we'll go to New Brunswick with Free to Grow. From their album came out this year called Along for the Ride. We'll do Weekend Freaky Girl from them. And then we have a song from River Honey, a song called Ultraviolet, and then we'll have a member of that band herself, Madeline Dornert, a song from her called Can't Stop the Waves. But first, this is Free to Grow here on CRC.
Yeah. sleeping. Read all the signs, we were there. All of the smoke, I can see it.
And that was Madeline Dornert, a song from her called Can't Stop the Waves, for that a band that Madeline is in called River Honey, and a song from them called Ultraviolet. Before that, we had Free to Grow there from New Brunswick, and the song is called Weekend Freaky Girl, and the album's called Along for the Ride from them. Up next, we'll play Joel Plaskett. We'll do four songs from his new album, just came out, One Real Reveal, and he's coming to town, the Grand Theater, Tuesday, November 26th, and tickets are still available. And the reason I mention that is he's out west right now in Alberta, and it was all sold-out shows. Edmonton, Calgary, three shows in Calgary all sold out, or maybe four. Lethbridge, Saskatoon, Winnipeg, and a lot of his Ontario stops have been sold out as well. So give everybody a heads up. Still got tickets available. So Tuesday, November 26th at the Grand Theater. And a longtime friend of CFRC, back to his Thrush Hermit days. So he's been performing for over three decades. And show you how long ago. So the last Thrush Hermit album was 1999. And back when I started here, they had copies of some old little zines that the station put out in the 90s. And they had Thrush Hermit on the cover of one of those to show you how long ago that was. So we'll do four songs from Joel's new album. We'll do the title track, One Real Reveal. We'll do Let Me Go Joe, Variations on a Theme, and It's Almost Over Now. Also, read a little bit about the album. So this is Joel's 11th album. This is after emptying a tank with his sprawling quadruple album, 44. He switched to have an album on vinyl, and I played that a couple years ago. Yes, 44 tracks, the last one. So what this time what Joel did is he sat down with a small microphone and a four-track recorder, and set the first song he did was a High Summer to cassette tape. So Joel was struck by the intimacy of the sound, and he embraced the simplicity of the setup and got to work on the album One Real Reveal, feeling out what could happen in this limited frame of possibility. So just four tracks on cassette tape, and also had Joel's first recorded spoken word piece during that. And if you go online, watch or you listen to it online, you'll see some of the album artwork. And that is done by his wife, Rebecca Kratz. This is a paintbrush of his wife, whose beautiful wood-burned paintings grace the covers and gatefold of the vinyl, and like they have on a couple of his previous albums as well. So we'll play those four tracks from Joel Plaskett. So we'll do the title track first, One Real Reveal. I guess that one more time, that concert date, Tuesday, November 26th at the Grand Theater. Tickets still available. So if we can go and check that out, I'll just go look up his Ontario stops too. I think a lot of those are sold out too. If you're, because we do have people, someone listening outside of the Kingston area. Yeah. Yes, Hamilton sold out. London, Paris, two shows in Paris sold out. Two shows in Cambridge sold out. Two shows in Burnstown sold out. But if you're in the area, so Kingston Grand Theater, Tuesday, November 26th. And here is Joel Plaskett with the title track, One Real Reveal, here on CFRC.
Not so sure it's gonna set us free, but if you're walking out the door, wait for me. I'm hot on your heels, I know how it feels, waiting on one real reveal. Go back up on high, down the track, round the bend, back again. We hide away, they count from ten. Say a word,
after all, the ones I've heard other people saying, lying and betraying, thinking they're the only ones who know the way in. All of me, I will follow.
Childhood home in Lunenburg, as I did before. Instead of going to the spot in the yard where I buried coins as a kid, I walk across the street and head for the woods behind some houses. I get to the area where the fort was and see a string leading elsewhere. At some point, the string veers right, crosses a ditch, and heads into the woods. Wraps around a branch on a small, spindly pine tree and heads left. I notice a chain-link fence running along beside me to my right. I follow the string until I get to a hole in the fence, at which point I leave the string and climb through the hole. I look back through the fence and the trees and see the highway I was walking on. Turning around, I see an abandoned airfield with a few old planes and a single-story administrative building across the field to the left. It's the size of one of those small rural post offices. I walk across the field and enter. There are two desks with telephones and dusty papers. I see a filing cabinet and roll out the bottom drawer. There are alphabetized files inside. I find my file and it's very thin. Just a single sheet poking out the top of the file. It's a white piece of paper with a circular hole in it, 4 or 5 inches in diameter. I hold the paper to my face and look through the circle. It's as if I can perceive things differently. I see the space between objects and the force that draws them together or repels them. I think about the books in the shop and the space between them. My family, and this customer who keeps coming around and making everyone uncomfortable. They all make sense. There's a mirror in the office, and looking, I see myself in it, holding the paper in front of my face. The older Asian woman from my previous dreams is behind me, slightly to my left, and is looking at my reflection in the mirror. Our eyes connect, and she reaches her right hand around my back and puts it on my right shoulder. I turn around to face her and lower the paper. She's still there. We don't speak, but she nods at me, and with this, I recognize that I can access this perception when I need to. I put the sheet back in the file, return it to the cabinet, and leave the building with her in it. I head back across the airfield to the hole in the fence and follow the string along the same path back home.
Wide-eyed,
look in the sky high. Wondering why I can't fly by this place in the sun, tracing the blue, chasing the one. Above or below, let me go, Joe. Let me go, Joe, for a spell, to find my way to heaven, or wind my way through hell. Let me go, Joe. Let me go make my mistakes, pedal to the metal, just to know that them's the brakes, breaking news, making waves, making art, waking you up with a broken heart. That's alright, that's okay, it's all part of the show. It's the cinema, you know. So let me go, Joe. Let me go for a spell, to find my way to heaven, or wind my way through hell. Let me go, Joe. Let me go make something up. The curiosity killed this cat, or fill his empty cup. Stepping out on a daydream, ain't got a doubt in the grand scheme. East to the west, 'cause the restless don't settle for rest. Now we sleep on the road, so let me go, go. Let me go, to find my way to heaven, or wind my way below, Joe. If I'm still here, pretend I'm gone, silver lining, the horizon's rolling on, Joe. Before I forget how, I'll go nowhere for the encore, Joe. Let me go somewhere now. Forget where we are. tonight just went up out of sight. Down here at the bar, surrounded, we're surrounded by creatures we try to explain. Fly as we might, we get grounded again and again and again. Loves that defy explanation. Lips we could kiss through the screen.
Rock around when they wanna roll.